One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
They were brilliant, profoundly odd, hit makers. In the late 1980s and early 90s, a huge influence on British music and global dance culture. The KLF hit the big time, despite or because of their constant giving the finger to the Brit pop establishment.
Everything they do is a finger up to the industry that did them wrong in the first place, that they ignored and subverted and then drained money from while laughing at them.
Music writer Lauren Martin. And then in 1992, the KLF vanished without a trace, deleting all of their music.
As of now, all our past releases are deleted. If we meet further along, be prepared. Our disguise may be complete.
The KLF began in the age of records and cassettes, but that 1992 decision to delete their catalogue meant you couldn't find them online, streaming, Spotify, no KLF, until New Year's Eve of this year.
Now, they famously burnt £1 million, buried their Brit Award near Stonehenge, and persuaded Tammy Wynette to sing with an ice cream van. Now, the KLF are finally allowing their music to be played on streaming services for the first time. The first of a five-part compilation series appeared on Spotify at midnight, while their remastered videos have been posted on an official YouTube account. The band famously deleted their whole back catalogue after winning the Brit Award for Best Band in 1992.
The KLF, a former record company executive Bill Drummond and musician Jimmy Courtney. Their musical ideas suited the times, riding the club music boom. They had the golden touch, even with their decidedly loopy first outing.
Hot.
1988 as the Time Lords mashing up Doctor Who and Gary Glitter. One of the silliest hit records ever.
I mean, again, that record is terrible, but it was great at the time. I mean, I loved it. It was fantastic because it was ridiculous.
Most of the reviews of something like Doctor Who, the TARDIS, were like, it's absolute garbage. But that was kind of the point.
It was quite a serious time in music, and I think it kind of needed something like that to come along. And then the fact that it suddenly became this monster hit was insane. And then they milked it for all it was worth.
Keith MacIver, who ran the influential Glasgow dance club Optimo, and music writer Lauren Martin. The KLF were the biggest story in British music for almost 5 years. They were the sound of an era in which music changed fast and deep. The KLF were right at the pointy end. After an awful performance accepting their 1992 Brit Award, the MC announced the KLF have now left the music business. In 1994, Bill and Jimmy made an unusual request of their accountant, Lionel Martin.
Bill and Jimmy came in and asked for £1 million of their own money, which we could all see from the bank statements they had. Simple request, you might think, which I certainly did at the time, and it wasn't until I rang the bank that I realised how difficult it was to get your hands on your own money.
The KLF took the cash and burned it. There's film of it on YouTube.
You know, you want to make out that everything's fine and that it's this fantastic art statement and there's nothing wrong with it, but it's kind of riddled with flaws. Well, just the possibility that it's just a load of rubbish. And a complete waste of time.
I mean, I don't know what it is, what we did, but I've never felt it was wrong. If I was to meet somebody in a pub and there's no way I could start talking to him and, you know, if he knew who I was and done this thing or tell him about it, there's no way, you know, it'd be just, where'd you start?
Bill Drummond and before him, Jimmy Courtney, on their infamous burning of £1 million cash in 1994. Was it real? A stunt? Well, it looks real enough on film. The why is still hotly debated, but the KLF are back, their music available for the first time on streaming and YouTube. It's a sound from long ago, but I don't think it's aged at all. The Time Lords, the Justified Ancients of Moomoo, the KLF. And have you ever wondered what those letters stand for? Copyright Liberation Foundation. Here with Tammy Wynette, Justified and Ancient, Stand By the Jams.
were singing.